proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to welcome you to today's program. As we think about International Board of Jewish Missions, we are now in our 65th year. Having started in 1949, Dr. Jacob Gartenhaus was instrumental in beginning this mission, and really from his desire to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, to the Jew first, as well as to the Gentile. One of the things that we have here at IBJM is rather unique ministry that we have in spreading the gospel. We have different missionaries, different workers around the world, as well as here in the United States, reaching Jewish communities. Also, we have several of our men and women who are actively involved in going to different local churches and sharing with them the biblical importance of reaching their Jewish neighbor with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of the tools that we like to offer to churches and to believers is actually found in our bookstore that we have here at IBJM. And one of the books that I want to highlight today was written by Dr. Jacob Gartenhaus called Traitor. And this is really his autobiography. And in fact, it's a very good challenge for you as a believer. In fact, I oftentimes myself try to read a biography or an autobiography a couple times a year. And it's always good, I believe, is to have that refreshing testimony of faith from heroes of the past. Dr. Jacob Gartenhaus was born in 1896 in Austria, and he was actually born into an Orthodox Jewish family. And the book Traitor kind of tells a lot about that story of his upbringing and a very closed community that he was in, a Jewish community with some Gentiles. In fact, if you've ever seen the musical Fiddler on the Roof, as you look at Dr. Gartenhaus's book, you will actually get that feel of a village similar to that of Anatevka in the Fiddler on the Roof. This little village in Austria, where Dr. Gartenhaus grew up, was, again, had a very good Jewish community. And Dr. Gartenhaus, as he grew up, and his brother Zev, also his sister Eva, they grew up in that community in very strict conditions. His father was a very pious, what we call a tzaddik. He followed the teachings of the Kabbalah as well, which is kind of a Jewish mysticism. And Dr. Gartenhaus actually shares his testimony through that, how through many different things, even an illness, he accidentally drank poison and had to go to Vienna to a hospital there where he was cared for by some Catholic sisters that were there. But it was there he understood that the Gentiles weren't necessarily the bad people that he thought they were. Make a long story short, as Dr. Gartenhaus used these different stories in his life to illustrate in his autobiography, Traitor, he tells about how he really wanted to go and see something different. And really, he had a lot of questions concerning the Jewish faith and about the Bible that were really left unanswered. And eventually, through the help of his brother Zev, he started understanding the significance of the Jewish scriptures and how they pointed to the Messiah, Jesus Christ. He eventually was granted permission by his parents to travel to New York City. And it was there, and especially during one day on a Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, that's the highest holy day on the Jewish calendar, he and his brother Zev talked the entire day just about who is the Jewish Messiah, with several questions, several arguments going back and forth, back and forth. But eventually, what we see is that Dr. Gartenhaus took these things to heart. And eventually, it was just a short time after that, in a mission in New York City, that he finally prayed and accepted Jesus as his Messiah. And I tell you what, that was a life-changing day. The day of his atonement happened. And he eventually, he was so full of joy, he went out in the streets and started telling everyone, I have found him! I have found the Messiah! And with that, he forgot that he was in a Jewish community, and the Jewish people started beating up on him and almost left him for dead. After Dr. Gartenhaus got up, he realized that this indeed was a new life, a new direction in his life, and he more or less said if this Savior, Jesus, was indeed the true Messiah, that he would live for him and even necessary give his life for him, and he was committed to this. His life passion was Romans 1:16, that the gospel go to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
You have been listening to the Everlasting Nation broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or visit our website at ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.